Shalom. My name is Aram, and I have lived in these hills around Bethlehem, this small village, for my whole life. And I have an amazing story to tell you. I hope you will believe it, but it is true. I am nothing special. I've spent all my life with animals, goats and sheep. I'm a shepherd. I know animals. My whole life I've been with animals. And shepherds, it's a lonely life, but we tend to work together. We work as a team because there are many dangers in these hills. There are the wild animals. There are the robbers and bandits. There are the soldiers, often who come and take advantage. The boot of Rome is heavy on us now. But we've all been shepherds a long time in these hills around Bethlehem. Sometimes when we go to town, people step aside from us. They stare at us, or they move out of the way because shepherds are not respected. People are afraid of us because we live outside of the town. We're not part of the life of community, but this is where we must live. I heard a story once that King David, who came from here, you might know that he was a shepherd. So I think it's a noble calling. So you know something of shepherds. One night we were out in the hills. It was a season when all the lambs were coming, so we were out the whole night. It was a clear night. It was dark, but the stars were so clear to us. And we were all huddled together, and the lambs were coming, and the animals were nervous. And we were seated around the fire, some of the shepherds nodding off to sleep, when all of a sudden, and I cannot find the words to describe this, all of a sudden, it's like the sun rose to the top of the sky in an instant, and there was a blaze of light that blinded us. And we covered our eyes and began to look to see if we could see what was going on. But the stars were still there. It was nighttime, but everything was ablaze with light. We didn't know what was happening. There were people that lived in our region, even some people who lived in caves, who had been talking about the end of the world. And we thought, maybe this was it. Maybe this was the end of the world. And we were afraid. Then as we were trying to look about in that blazing light, we saw a form of a man. It looked like a man, but it couldn't have been a man. It was a divine messenger. That's who it was. And he came to us in the midst of all of that light. And you know what he said to us? He said, "Do not be afraid." Those were the most wasted words I've ever heard in my life. We were petrified. We were terrified that the world has come to an end. But as he began to speak, the sound of his voice calmed us. And we started to hear his words as he spoke of a child that was born. That very night, a baby that was born. And as he spoke of that child, the fear left us. And it was amazing things that he said. A child that would be the ruler. A child that would be the savior. A deliverer. A divine deliverer. A child unlike any other child. And as he spoke, as this messenger spoke, inside, I began to feel like something new was happening. A new world was dawning. It was tremendous. And then all of a sudden, he was joined by all of these beings, just like him. We could not count them. All through the sky. And they began to sing. And it was a sound like the stars singing to each other. It was a sound that will never leave my mind. The memory of that singing. As they praised God, glory to God in the highest, they sang. And peace on earth. And we were rooted to the ground. We could not move. Then as soon as it had come, it was gone. Just silence and darkness, except for the clouds and just the wind. And we all looked at each other and we knew what we must do, and we ran down those hills to the village below us to find this baby. I don't know how we found it. It was like we just knew where to go, and there he was. There was this baby, just as these messengers had said, in a place with animals. Now, I've been with animals my whole life. And so I felt very much at home to enter into that place where the animals were and this baby was placed and the mother there and this man, the father. And as we looked at that baby, it was like something happened inside me, something new. The hard, old parts of my life I felt were falling away. Something new was being born in me. I don't have words for it. It was just a strange feeling. But the most wonderful thing to me was the animals. Did I tell you I know animals? I've been with animals my whole life. And these animals were among strangers. They should have been uneasy. They should have been nervous. But they were not. They were absolutely at ease. They were at peace. Some sleeping, some just watching this child. And I thought, this is really amazing. Maybe more amazing than the angels. The man was a good man. I liked him. I think he was a carpenter. And if so, then this baby will grow up with sawdust in his hair and the smell of wood and tools and begin to learn that trade and play with stone as well. And that's a good calling, to be a carpenter. But as I saw that baby lying there and I saw the animals, I thought to myself, just a strange thing, just a strange thought, because I know animals. I wondered if he would not make a fine shepherd himself. Just a strange thought I had. Carpenter's fine. It's good. Shepherd's great. Maybe a shepherd like King David. Before I go, let me tell you what the angels said so you will know, because this is my story that I'm telling everyone. They sang, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace toward men. And my peace I give to you now. Shalom.